Oh, good. I keep looking for more.
That thing.
Oh, was it?
This is fun.
Here we are.
I'm gonna make some records tomorrow.
Put in the box, Susie.
Put this thing out.
Put in the box.
Some pattern. Yeah.
And well, that's good. And put the next year, too. Can I see with your name? Oh, we have no name now.
Put that over the box.
Oh, but that's right, they're on the screen.
We're gonna tie together, that's it.
Put in the box, man.
Oh, I've got a sister.
To Carol.
From Frank and Vera.
Same day, I suppose.
Yeah, no.
Would you like?
You're guessing.
Stop.
Some.
No, I'll take that.
Good luck.
Too busy.
That's the girl.
That's mine. I was right, the same thing.
Isn't that nice?
You soliciting?
No, I guess I don't listen. I just thought I'd stick it under the tree because it looks so powerful.
Hey, let me fix them, you'll tear them.
What about these? Where are we going to put these?
Put them in the box. Put them inside the box. Let's make the
Let's see yours, Carol.
Over there. Where? Over there.
Oh,
yeah.
We have a house fixing.
This is to the lady. To the lady of the house from Santa. What house?
Must be for grandma.
It's all house.
It's all house.
from Santa?
Oh, boy.
I think it's
Grandpa Santa,
don't you?
Yeah.
Tell me
Grandpa
broke down in the
middle.
It's well wrapped.
No, oh. He wrapped them.
Too petty.
Yeah.
From Santa.
My turn. She has to wait.
Candle.
No.
Same thing. Yeah,
she didn't like my red candles, so to please her, we got white candles, but I see I got white candles anyway.
I like red candles, but not against the wallpaper.
Oh, no.
What's this?
It's like an engagement ring.
Oh, thank God! Oh, thank God! Watch! She comes driving up any old time, or she doesn't know what time it is, and we have to keep running upstairs in my house.
Wow, no.
Isn't that nice? Now I'll let Susie get her.
Thank you, Grandpa.
You're welcome. Big surprise.
Yeah. What happened to your other watch?
It doesn't run.
It doesn't go yet.
You have to wind it. Oh, let's see.
Well, now let's set that and see if that keeps time.
All
right. If it doesn't, by G, it's fired back out.
Too soon.
Susie! A present for you, Susie!
Let her open it.
He has blue bulbs, and we're not supposed to have blue bulbs. He's finally read his directions correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Put the tongue in, Sue.
Help Susie open it to somebody.
She almost put her thumb in her mouth.
Yeah.
Tongue in the paper.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, here it comes. Nine. Three.
Over there? Can you put it in the box?
Oh, she's busy.
We'll have a picture of Tommy's face from his nose up like we did one year.
That's the girl. Here's your block, Susie.
Watch it.
Susie. Your block.
Now, can you see the time on it?
Here.
That's your place. I look real. Yeah, approximately.
What do you need it?
I really put my glasses on.
Here.
What did you spell?
Nothing.
You spell Sue or something.
Move, Donnie.
Shall I get Sue there?
She's fine. She's natural. That's the way she is.
Mm.
Yeah.
Look at Uncle Bob.
What?
Make a noise.
Oh, Sue?
What happened?
All this family!
What happened?
Nothing, that's the point.
No light.
Did you have a bow?
Well, maybe with the two of them working on it, we'll get some pictures.
Well, don't tell me this thing's gonna act up.
You know, Christmas is more complicated than it used to be.
Sure is.
We have all the microphones around here. We have the flash bulbs.
This thing life is still out of adjustment on that.
Too many gadgets.
Position down here. When you try to move this over, it pulls the trigger in and it fires this darn bulb off, but it doesn't open the shutter.
Carol's.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You,
Susie.
You
actually
put it in the box?
In the sequence of operation,
put
this,
the paper in the
push it,
oh,
triggers this, then opens it.
Yeah.
So that the bulb is at maximum when this one's open.
They are big.
Well?
Should maybe save them for next year.
Sure.
You got the wrong header. That's it.
Well, Susie's got some blocks, huh?
Ooh.
Susie has some blocks.
You can bring it on the next
one. Oh,
no, not the block.
Oh,
she just put my paper in there.
Oh, the paper? I heard her dump something. Don't put the block in.
You gave her the idea now.
To Carol from Grandma and Grandpa. Carol?
Oh boy! A book! I think that's
a book! See what a book it is. I missed Francis. Susie?
Did you ever listen to Ding Dong?
You want to put this in the
box? Yes!
You want to put this in the box?
Ding Dong school book.
Yes.
What's her name?
Miss Francis. She won an award this year for the best educational program for children.
Oh, yeah. That's a girl.
Want to build your blocks?
Oh,
build?
Who?
To Grandpa from Carol.
Oh boy, Carol. Oh boy, Carol. I wonder if I can do this.
Look.
Mm-hmm.
Something sauce, I think.
There is something.
I don't even know what it is.
Maybe it's some kind of soft candy or something.
There we are, Susie.
Oh, another handkerchief. Goody, goody, goody.
Good.
Thank you, Carol.
We need to get you
your
supply.
To Sue from Frank and Vera.
Oh,
hey, Susie!
Smell,
so
open it.
Like, go ahead, Susie.
No.
Open it up.
You can pull that off. That soft string.
See what you have to do first. And if you can't do it, well,
very smart. You can put string on the bottom.
Why you shouldn't drop a box like that.
Went off.
Well, you go to them 70 stores and they'll give you the box with
Carol's
nice. Let's put Carol's
string.
Oh, yeah. Do you get more balls this year?
No.
Can you do it again?
You know what we did, Dan?
It
the first time we had enough room to put a Christmas tree in, but now we have to decorate all sides of the tree.
Before we start,
we don't have enough bulbs, we don't have enough
tree.
Lights, we don't have enough anything.
That's what happened.
We always just have the tree in the corner, so we put everything towards the front.
Now you have to have it
all the way around.
Take some more.
Ah!
Susie!
Oh boy.
Even Susie, Ed.
Give him to her.
Oh,
what
was that
from? Mittens.
Mittens.
That's too soon.
Right,
mittens.
Right. Sure.
Ah.
Yeah.
Here's one for Donna. From Grandma and Grandpa.
Okay. Open it up, Daddy. Cotton beers. Let me feel those cotton beers. Oh, I'm sorry. The other side, Monk.
Carol.
Who is it?
Cinderella.
What is that? Cinderella.
Cinderella.
Looks like this one.
Here, Susie. Here's the paper.
All right, old boy.
Oh,
put it in the box.
Maybe she
There's another paper right there.
Yeah. What is that?
You put in the box?
Oh, isn't that nice? Boy, oh, that's a wild story.
I can't find this.
Where's the Donnie's pile?
To Betty. Dodie and Ann.
If it's not what I think it is, we're sunk for the next year.
Oh no!
It's that I don't think it is in this box.
Why?
If I don't get it, Tommy's gonna go out and buy it.
Oh no! I can just do something to that, Joey.
Testing.
I'd like to go.
Can you come over?
Maybe you won't. We're having Doris and George at Don's parents.
What do you mean, maybe I'm...
Oh, we're going to have to have our four... Yeah, there are two children, and Carol and Don.
This is for Grandma. Don't say so, but come
Don't they have a place to take care of the kids while cooking one?
They usually don't want to keep the school-age children.
Ah! A dress! Who sent that to you?
Kid Dodie.
Is that for Susie? Looks like
Donna's size. You sure it has Sue's name on it?
Sue. No, it says Sue.
Hey. Might you have to grow into that, I think. Mean.
That's three. Yeah, she ought to take
the
three.
That's
all right.
There's nothing wrong with
that. Oh, geez, she's all right.
Look at that,
Mother.
That's too big.
That's all right.
Donna.
For gosh sakes, you know
what?
Mother, what'd you get?
I got coasters, Christmas coasters from Ann Richards.
Very nice.
Merry Christmas to Donna from Grandma and Grandpa.
The glasses are wet, so you
gotta
walk it on your furniture.
No, it's
mine!
Oh, nuts. That's all right. You
helped
her with hers.
Yes.
She can help you with her, yours.
Can I help them?
Susie, you want to put this in the box?
Put it in the box.
That's fun.
In the box. We have 20 boxes.
There's more over the shop.
Really?
Yeah.
All those people?
We're having the neighbors in. We're going to make rounds with the houses
Look,
around
Mommy.
Here. And then he invited John the men's down in February, so we'll need it for them.
What are they? What, little doll things?
For their dolls.
What are
they? Tablecloth or?
No, for it's
bed things?
Yes, for the carriage.
Pillow cover? Is that a pillow cover?
Yes, it's a pillow cover.
And that's for the doll carriage?
It was for me. I made it.
You made it?
Really?
I made them all. Yes, I made one.
Very nice.
Merry Christmas to Van from Bella. That's to Grandpa.
Very nice. She got her.
Thank you. Now, what could this be?
More
handkerchiefs?
Three brand new
dolls.
Three
box of handkerchiefs? Yeah.
I have more material.
Yeah.
I have more material.
My shirt. Now I can go to church today.
What kind of shirt?
And look at the cuffs, dear. Look at
that.
I'm afraid to. Can't see them.
Susie!
French.
Yeah.
Susie! This
better
one. Susie,
Uncle
Bob.
Real
dress up. I like French.
Now I'll have to give
Dan
back his always itinerary.
What?
These are yours, you know.
What is that?
Couplings are Dan.
When did he get those?
I borrowed them.
Where did he get
them? 10 years ago.
Which one am I?
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't remember.
I bought those for you.
They're not mine.
They're yours. Don't feel guilty anymore.
Santa Claus?
Well, I bought
the table right next door.
Yeah, the kids are right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
isn't that
cute?
Nice, huh?
Where are your things, Donna?
Well, that was crazy, right?
Where else? You put your empty pile of your things.
Well, this is to Uncle Bob, Carol, Donna, and Sue.
Oh, Bobby makes me laugh. Well, this is to Uncle Bob.
Well,
couldn't
help seeing it.
Where are you keeping your things, Bobby?
Come here, Sue. Here's Susie. Show me your book. Bring the book.
Keepers. Oh, exactly. I wonder how you found out.
I wonder.
Yes. Thank you very much.
The grapevine is in good shape.
Get the wrinkles out of these things.
Susie!
Thank you.
Somebody told us you that what you wanted. I couldn't see what you got there.
Susie, shoe trees. Shoe keepers.
Shoe trees.
Come here, Sue.
Shoe fly.
Shoe fly pie.
Give it to Uncle Bob.
You didn't get any others.
I'll show you a book.
Mother?
Okay.
Come here, I'll show you a book.
Here, Susie. Come on. Look at the book.
I'll see.
You shouldn't show me.
Full
time. Oh, that's light tennis.
Don't you want to look at the book? You better take those. Give those to Uncle Bob. Shoe
trees. Shoe trees. Mm-hmm. I want to know.
Tommy
got
French.
Maybe it's a rattlesnake from the desert.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a rattlesnake.
Feel it has a
sword chest
that Bobby never wears.
What?
Tommy likes it because he gets cold.
What?
Up in his
pullover
sweater.
Sleeveless
sweater.
Isn't that nice?
Is that Carol's?
Michael Gale.
They're all alike. I mean, there's something like Susie's.
It is. Susie's is blue.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To grandmother from Donna and Sue.
Where is Sue?
Okay.
Okay.
Honey, bring it here.
Let me
fold
it. Hey,
Sue.
Bring your box too here. Carol, Donna, and Sue.
Christy, Carol.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What is it?
You don't know what I got. I mean, I don't know what it is, but I thank you anyway.
wait, Mom.
Well, that's a fine thing. You don't know what it is.
Santa Claus gave it to us. We have to give it to you.
Ooh, it's looking like silver. Oh, good. Thank you. That's right. Now that completes. I have three of those.
That's all you're supposed to have?
Tablespoons. That's enough. That's great.
What are people going to give you from now on?
They can give me lunch and forks.
No aim to it.
No, I have some. Lunch and forks like the size of yours. Because my big dinner forks are too big. The lunch and forks are more lunches than any dinner.
Grandma.
So whenever you want to use my dinner forks, and you shall come out of life to you.
You
see this card? She says, whenever you want to use my dinner forks, you can, and I'll borrow your lunch. Until I get
this. This is for Daddy and you, Mommy.
Okay, good. Bob. Don't tell me Bob wrapped this.
Yeah.
I did. Oh, very nice.
Exotic.
What?
Two
diamonds
from...
No.
Is she reading it, Carol?
Oh, Bob, isn't it what I think it is?
M. All right.
Did you cross? No.
G. H. A.
Michael. Thank you very much, Bob.
Very good.
Gail, right.
Can you go with your color scheme in the kitchen?
Sure. That's good. I am so thankful for that.
Why?
And I, because I never know what time it is when I'm over there.
We have to keep running upstairs into my bedroom.
In their bedroom to see
what is it?
Now here they are. Donna from Michael and Gail.
The kitchen clock, dear. Now we can look at go to the kitchen and see what time it is.
Making the pie. Whenever I'm baking, I have to. If he's home, I have to tell him the time. I have to run upstairs.
You got one of those.
I have nothing downstairs.
You need another time. Oh, I've got the kitchen clock now. Let's do this.
The dress!
Oh, now you're twins.
Oh, boy.
All three of you.
Oh, you're different size twins. This is for Carol. Donna is to Amanda.
Lucy. Donna, bring me the dress.
Get her the next time around.
Bring the box too, dear.
I wonder what's in here.
Put it in your box.
Grandpa, Carol, Donna, and Sue. What could be in there? Handkerchiefs?
Sure, our generous givers, but Tom and Betty never give anything.
Hey, afford to.
Come on! Susie, pick up the paper. See the paper?
Oh, a sporty shirt. Look at
see
that.
The paper?
Really?
What's that?
Sporty shirt.
When the clock is striking 12, when I fast asleep, down the chimney broad and black, with your pack you'll creep. All the stockings you will find hanging in a row, mine will be the shortest one, mended at the toe. Johnny wants a pair of skates, Susie wants a sled, Bobby wants a box of paints, yellow, blue, and red. As for me, my little thing isn't very big. Choose for me, dear Santa Claus, what you think is right. What you think is right.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very good. Thank you.
to see if it's right or not. Say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
How about kneeling?
That's all right.
You can
sit right there. Good thing. That's good.
Okay.
Ready, Carol?
You don't have to get right into it. It's better if you don't, I guess, huh?
Ready, Carol? Say yes, Carol.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Say yes.
Don't get so close.
Don't get so close. Just leave it like this. Now say yes this way.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
From the Aragon Ballroom, we present Sister Rosetta Stothorpe singing Jolly Old St. Nicholas.
Okay.
Okay.
Jolly old St. Nicholas, lean your ear this way. Don't you tell a single soul nothing they can say. Christmas Eve is coming soon. Now you dear whisper what you'll bring to me, softly as you can. When the clock is striking 12, when I'm fast asleep, down the chimney broad and black, with your back you'll creep. All the stockings you thank you.
That's testing. One, two.
One! Ow!
One, two, one, two, three. Testing. One.
The red nose reindeer had a very shining nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him.
Little Jack Horner.
Little Jack Horner. I forgot. Little Jack Horner sat in a corner. All of the king men.
the king's horses all couldn't fix something together again, and all the king's men.
She goes
in the wrong order, but she got all the words there.
He sat on a wall.
His show up in the left. He was on it about 20 minutes before he was supposed to take off.
Yeah.
And he drove to 23rd Street in New York to taxi and flew him by helicopter out to Idle Wild Airport.
Man. Oh, yeah.
And he makes shoes.
And they picked it up for show. Picked up the show from there.
In the chorus because the chorus and
showed him getting out of the helicopter and walking over to the NBC 6
and he takes the hammer. Or, like this. Lockheed
Constellation.
Huh.
He had some kind of show on there. I had Eddie Condon.
No.
Oh, yeah?
When I get to that part, you can sing.
Wild Bill Davison?
Yeah.
How they sound?
Thank you. She has this other doll that they will fit. Oh. I wrote to Dodie about it, see, and I told her what I had done, because I was going to then give them to you. And then she wrote and said they would fit Susie. And since I had started with Gail and mine, yes, I thought I better keep it up. And then I got her a few things at the store, a few more clothes that would fit Sally, see. So they both have doll clothes now, the two dolls. And I'll make some doll clothes for these dolls when they need clothes.
Oh,
it's a bobby pin.
These guys, when they get to our place, they've made about a fire stop.
I put so much work into that coat. It'll never, never looks like it, I know that. But
it's fun to wear. The only thing I made was a nightgown for Carol's ponytail. And Tommy was gone. I sat up, you know, when he wasn't home, I sat up during the night and I'd sew. I did that one night. I cut out one for Donna's doll, but I never did get it sewed together. Made them out of old cheek, you know, just big old fish in my pants.
Well, this was a coat, corduroy coat, gray corduroy. I lined it with silk lining. I put a velvet collar and cuffs on it, and lined the collar and lined the cuffs, and those little tiny cuffs in the lining. Oh, I'm telling you, what a job. And I bonnet to match, and the velvet thing here, that was lined, and the whole bonnet was lined. And the ribbons
just like
on
her.
The dress didn't amount too much. That was just a butterfly.
Just like her, we won't get her any better doll.
I
hate to tell you this, but she pulled an arm last week. Last week, of the doll get done. She still takes the bed, she likes it.
Hard business.
But can you imagine, just be... We weren't going to...
She isn't old enough to appreciate it, I mean...
Yeah, these arms are... These arms are part of the body. They don't... It's just, you know, made in one piece.
Okay.
So.
That's good.
They don't appreciate it, but yet
not
she loves it.
Well, she wants some. She has to give something. Well, she likes it without the arm.
No, you're
going to
get it.
Tommy fixed it once, but it wouldn't stay.